Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you to the grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
All right, goddammit. This time I'm here. I'm really here. You here. Let's do this shit, man. You know what? You can catch me, man, at AskRosebud.com, AskRosebud@gmail.com. You know, the real John Dixon on Instagram, but you got to have underscores between each of the words. Man, I got ways for you to get with me. RosebudTheAuthor.com. Man, all that shit. And I'm telling you guys, man, you don't have to, you know, worry about me tricking you. I really will give you a free book to read. All you got to do is review it on social media. Man, hit me. And I'll hook you up. I want to do 1,000. I've only done 140. So I got damn near to go. Look, you guys, check this out. Women have, last couple of weeks, you know, we just talking about women, you know, what to do, how to make your play your hand right. But I know last week we sort of ended up talking about women's body language. See, women do have a body language. And the motherfucker that actually interprets it correctly is going to get to have this woman much quicker than the motherfucker who don't. You have a body language too. So exuding and interpreting body language correctly is one of the most turn-on things you can do with a woman. One of the best things about the Ask Rosebud show is how I arm you with the power of showing you what shit is. Others will tell you about body language's importance, but they ain't gonna tell you nothing about how to recognize or use it. This is because they got hella products to sell you when you ask about a particular thing they mention. Other motherfuckers in my position mention shit so your silly ass could ask a question about it, and then you get ganked. Why tell you about something if I don't tell you how to get the most from knowing about it? See, this is the treadmill that you guys are on, and you don't realize I'm the only motherfucker who really wants you to achieve the level of confidence that you're seeking. You can easily tell the difference between me and them, and that's I don't want you to be a customer or a client of mine. I want you to genuinely become autonomous and only want to deal with what you think to handle life. I definitely don't want you to call or need me. My confidence, of course, deals with all the things women and knowing how to interpret body language has everything to do with knowing how to catch a woman. Really, I mean, women really do communicate with their bodies. And if you understand it, you can tell right away if she's into you or your look. When I tell you about using ABPs, always be playing, I'm serious. If you start out thinking of what the fuck you gonna do, you already playing. 267, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Unc?
What's happening?
I was going to say, like, even now, more than ever, in the age where everybody's wearing a mask, being able to read body language is that much more important. And it's visible, too, if you take a look at the cues.
What do you check mostly?
Eyes, the way they walk past you. Maybe it's a certain kind of way that they turn their head when you in the area.
Well, man,
but
let me tell you.
You can definitely notice it.
Yeah, you notice it. And what I'm saying is this. People don't realize how much action this mask shit is giving you.
It's
Think about it. Well, you're right. Think about this shit that I'm going to tell you, man. This mask is covering up a lot of fake bullshit expressions. Because even when the bitch got her mouth twisted, her eyes is not necessarily matching that. That's why if you know how to read them eyes, you're going to be on top of the world in this, what is it, corona crisis.
What
I'm saying is, yeah. Hey, now, is this Cameron?
Yeah, you know it.
Okay, man, I thought I recognized that voice. All right, man, let me put you back in. So, what I'm saying is, plan is not a big production. It's simply making the first move in anything you do. That way, she's following your lead. Now, I found that the absolute most fun is playing abroad. You didn't plan on meeting. But since I'm always on my AVPs, I'm always planning on meeting that bitch. I firmly believe that the right thoughts at all times is the best way to make a woman have confidence in you. When a woman can see you thinking, it turns her on. She should be able to see that you're a thinker by what you say to her and how responsive you are to her statements. In my book, this means you don't walk up to a woman without thinking of what you're going to say to her. And as you approach her, you're thinking of what you're going to say to her over and over a few times. Now, and to me, everything you do should have a direct benefit for you. And repeating those lines as you approach her will keep your mind off of being rejected. And when you reach her, you introduce yourself and speak your words calmly. See, you motherfuckers don't know this. Your voice is very important. So you got to let it be heard. You don't approach her if you're so nervous it's going to come out in your goddamn voice. You got to carry yourself in a way that shows you're sure of you and your confidence. So you speak up when you talk. It's a big fucking turnoff for a woman if she got to say, what did you say? It's just as a big of a turn on when you look dead in her eyes as you first introduce yourself to her. Now, doing this is going to make a woman feel that you're sure of yourself and she's going to expect you to win her over. She's not going to allow you to win her over. She's just going to expect you to win her over. Now, I wouldn't say never do this, but it's just not a good idea to approach a woman and feel you could wing it. I ain't gonna never say don't do that. I'm just saying it ain't a good idea. And after you done dealt, let's say, with my course 7 to 8 months, blah, 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 you're gonna develop the ability to work off the cuff. And that's winging it. But to wing it initially without knowing what you're doing is the recipe for disaster. And I mentioned body language because it's a part of your belief system. And you can't go far without learning about it. Body language for a woman is like foreplay. It gets her mind fertile. And I'm telling you, if you the motherfucker making her mind fertile, you the motherfucker that she wanna speak with. Her body language is what actually indicates if you're headed to the bedroom or not. So you gotta pay attention. Let's say you're sitting down. When you sit down, of course, if you're a gentleman, you pull her chair out. You let her sit down. But you're doing that on purpose. Because you let her get a whiff of your cologne. And when she does sit down, you're paying attention to her knees. Where are they pointed? Because they should be pointed at you. Now, the first thing you want to learn to do when learning to interpret body language is think of each part of a woman's body as invitation. Now, she's going to be caught, but she's definitely going to challenge you to see if her movements, she's going to challenge you to see her movements. And she's going to use them to invite you in if you can see them. And here's a couple of things to look for when you're interpreting her body moves. And remember, when you see a signal, don't get excited. Women have a right to play their hands. So stay sharp and don't let them use the fact that you can read their movements against you. And as long as you can see her eyes, you can tell what she's most likely thinking. And sometimes you can tell exactly what she's thinking. If she looks at you and then look away and then look right back at you, you have her curiosity. And she just admitted in body language that she thinks she likes you. Now, if she sneaks a peek at you a few times, she likes you a lot. In either of these instances, you only take mental note of it. Don't make a comment. Don't comment on what you just seen. Just note it. Now, her legs are going to tell you if you have action also. Like I said, they should be pointed in your direction. If they are pointed towards you, you have action. And if they're slightly leaning to one side, it means she's comfortable. She's comfortable talking to you. Now, if her legs are crossed, you may as well get at another bitch. Crossed legs represent being locked. Now, when you get into this life of being an alpha dog, you're going to learn to do a lot of things at the same time. And if you really want to go to bed with a motherfucking woman, you have to do a lot of things at the same time. You want to get to the point where you don't have to be with her any, lengthy time before you can see her eyes telling you something. As should her posture. You want her posture relaxed. Or you won't be able to see. Well, you want her posture relaxed. Or you want to be able to see her relaxing as you talk. Her body posture being relaxed is giving you an opportunity to get a little closer to her. So scoot closer, but not too close. What I'm saying is, how do you know if she's relaxed? Her shoulders aren't square. Her face isn't stern. I'm telling you, if you're not already sitting, sit down, and when you do, speak a little softer. But speak firmly. And if you follow the course, saying the right things will be simple for you as long as you stay relaxed. Now, this is why I'm comfortable in telling you these things to do. Because I know you can reference the course with directions if you want to, but a lot of you motherfuckers don't have it. So, of course, you're going to wing it. Good luck. I ain't mad at you. So we didn't cover eyes, legs, and posture. Now, we're going to note what her features tell us. If you're saying the right things, her features will tell you, especially her nostrils. Her nostrils will tell you almost all you want to know. 412, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Ain't nothing, man. I noticed, too, when I be out here talking to them and they got that mask on, when they want you to get at them and they want to talk to you, they take that mask off. I've had them keep pulling that mask off so I can see that whole face. See that smile, them teeth. That is definitely an indicator to me that she want me to stick around and get at him. And I say it to him. I say, oh, you take the mask off so I can see how beautiful you are? They eat that shit up, man.
Hey, anything that you can play on is what's up, man. Who is this, Charles?
Yeah, you know it.
I recognize your voice, man. What's up? Hey, 712. Wait a minute. Where the dude at, man, that was finna... Well, okay, he got... Oh, there he is. 646. What's up?
I pressed one by mistake, Rosebud. My bad.
All right. Okay. So, what I'm saying is this. Looking at a woman's nostrils. Women... Somebody got their goddamn mic open. Let me see. Okay. Let me close. That was 646. Okay. Her nostrils flaring is going to tell you that you're exciting her in a sexual way. Women, they're going to react positive more when their excitement level is high. But anger will work wonders for you, too. You just have to recognize what's going on. Because what you want is any emotional state. Get her in emotional in any way is in your favor to handle her. Anger is going to allow you to lead her. But you have to reverse the way you're coming at her. And you got to make her anger go opposite of you, but all the time you must be directing her to you. You know, when she starts talking about this or that she don't like, you got to start saying, but you ain't really supposed to be, you know, disliking or having that much of a negative. That's taking too much of your time, or however you say it. But at the same time, you directed her toward what you talking about. And if you talking to her and her nose start to flare, her excitement level is growing. If she smiles in any way while her nose is flaring, make sure you got some motherfucking condoms. Now, a woman sitting with her legs together, prim and proper, is a way of letting you know you can get her to open her motherfucking legs. Let's say you're in a couple of chairs. Notice her legs and feet. If her legs are together up around the knees, but as you look down them, you see them kind of going apart, say the right things, and you'll notice her legs open at the knees. You'll notice it. But if you want to fuck a bitch four or five times a week, this shit I'm telling you is hella important. the better you get at this stuff. Man, these things that we speaking on tonight, you're going to be able to balance the finer points of this shit to your particular way of doing things. None of this shit is possible if you don't get at as many women as you can every day. You got to get at women every single day. There is no off days. None of this going to work unless you make a serious effort to speak to as many women as possible. And speaking to women is the only way you're going to be able to see the effect your words have on women. Your words ain't going to have no goddamn effect on you. You want your words to affect women. And you can't determine what your words can do if you only deal with one woman at a time. One woman ain't going to show you shit except how to be ruled by pussy. Speaking to and having a desire to have many women is going to make you hella sharp when it comes to women. My course teaches you a confident way to find within yourself all kinds of different conversations for women. Every motherfucker that comes to SWU be worried about what to say or what they gonna say to women. But when they graduate, they don't even be thinking about that shit. Because when you realize that you have actually learned what all those finer points are, you can then call yourself a seasoned woman catcher or a bitch magnet for real. And let me just ask you something. Do you motherfuckers want to remain faceless when you look in the mirror? I doubt that very seriously. Looking in the mirror is like a task for most of you guys. It's something you dread doing. And that's because of what you see when you look in the mirror. You got to understand a lot of shit. There's just things that you gotta deal with. And most of you don't want to deal with anything. You just want to fuck a bitch. I mean, I understand that. I really do, to be honest. But see, this show is what you motherfuckers have been wanting. You've been wanting to get a show to where you get real answers to real problems. You've already read 1,000 articles. Some of you motherfuckers didn't bought some of that pickup artist bullshit. I mean, think about it. You didn't fake every goddamn possible thing about yourself you could possibly fake. But yet you still don't have no goddamn bitches. What good is it to be a big fraud unless whatever you're faking about is getting you what you want? Why not get what you want and still be faking? I mean, the motherfuckers you support, I just don't understand it. You know, it ain't no big thing, man. I tell you, man, people support me. So I ain't giving a fuck about what you motherfuckers do. What I'm saying is, motherfuckers come on my show that fuck with my shit $1,500. And you hear them. They don't be crying. They don't be complaining because they got something out of it. Sometimes it take a motherfucker fucking with me over and over, arguing with me and shit, and I'm telling them, fuck you, nigga, woo-woo, whatever I'm saying. Whatever. It takes 3 or 4 of them conversations before they realize. But when they do, They just don't know. Game is like this. See, the bitch that you have that you always fussing at, the bitch you slapping upside her motherfucking head all the time, that's the motherfucking bitch going to be with you the longest. That's just how it go. 646, what's up?
Six four six.
You got a question?
Shit, I was on mute. What's up? I was watching your YouTube video yesterday. Right? I was watching a YouTube video yesterday, man. And you said about the old bitch, blah blah blah. To end up, she hung up on you. What made you call her back a week later and text her? Knowing you, I thought you would have said, man, fuck that bitch, man. She hang up on me.
Hey man, what make me call back? Because the bitch could have just been tripping. I mean, I ain't gonna go through no changes with her, but I'm saying I know a bitch's trip, and they don't like to hear shit they don't like to hear. So she might not have wanted to hear me saying what I'm saying, but that didn't mean since she hung up, she ain't been thinking about my motherfucking ass. But what I'm saying is, that's just another thing you guys don't understand. You know, you can't give up until you see you don't have no action. I called the bitch. First, I texted the bitch. First, I texted her, and she didn't respond to that. So I say, shit, baby must be really mad at me. Then a day or two later, I called her. The bitch didn't answer. So I'm saying, now I feel comfortable in not even thinking about that bitch no more. I did what I was supposed to do. That's what I'm saying. There's things to do that will quash or quell any anxiety you have about a bitch. She either want to fuck with you or she don't. And you have to accept whatever it is when you're searching that answer out. That's me. That was a good question.
So in a way, you was checking. So when you called her and you texted her, you was checking her temperature, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, man, I was checking that.
Yeah, I can dig it, bud.
All right, man, for sure. So, see, I'm the kind of motherfucker, I just take what I want. I ain't letting nobody give me shit. Believe me, baby can't come in here and give me no pussy. You're going to come in here, and I'm going to talk some shit, and I'm going to get the motherfucking pussy. Whatever, giving me some pussy, you're going to have to wait, bitch. I'll make them wait. The motherfucker, I'll get me some pussy. And the reason I'm like that is because I ain't really tripping with women as far as where they're coming from. Because I want women tripping with me. I do not want to be tripping about no damn woman and what she thinking. I only want to think about is the bitch thinking about me. Is the motherfucking bitch thinking about what I want to eat tonight? Is the bitch thinking about how I want my bed turned back for me to get in? Is she thinking about all this motherfucking shit about me? And if she is, then I ain't no mind while I'm riding down the motherfucking road to have my mind on her motherfucking ass. I'm riding down the street. See some real fly. Man, I need to get that for baby. Baby's been cool lately. You know, shit like that. That's real shit. Get whatever it is for the bitch, bring it home. When the bitch get home, the bitch see the shit. Oh. Man, that's putting in work. You know, when you a motherfucker, you have to do things to represent you a motherfucker. Everybody go out and come back home. Not too many motherfuckers go out and come in with a surprise for that bitch. Now, I ain't talking about kissing her ass, buying her diamonds and all that goddamn shit, although I buy my bitches diamonds. I'm just saying, you do shit in proportion. I take what I want, and whatever I don't need, I give it to somebody who might need it. But that's only if I want to do that. And when you discover the truth about women in dating, The shit ain't pretty like you imagine. I'm telling you, call in, goddammit, 845-277-9263. We got a lot of shit to talk about. We didn't talk about this shit before, and we're going to talk about it many, many, many more times this year, every fucking year. And let me tell you something. Quit being so non-competitive. You got to compete. 701, what's up?
How you doing today, bud?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. Hey, just correct me if I'm wrong, man. Just me listening to you, man, as much as game you get, I believe it's hard for a woman to break your heart. Have you ever had your heart broke, man?
Hell fucking yeah.
But I believe not a lot of time. I believe not a lot of time, man, because a nigga like you, how many times, bro, if you don't mind me telling you?
Let me tell you something, man. Out of them 4,000, 3,000 bitches that left me, I know at least 200 or 300 of them motherfuckers fucked me up.
I don't believe it, man. That's a lot of number, man. That's a lot of number,
would
you?
Hey, man, what I'm saying
200, 300?
Hey, what I'm saying, bro, is it could be more than that, because if I like a bitch, I like the bitch. But if the bitch leaves me, she ain't finna, you know, fuck my head up. I'm just gonna be, damn, baby was, goddamn, I like fucking with that bitch. Wonder what the fuck happened. I hope I see that. I'll be thinking like that. I hope I see that bitch again, man. Because baby was cool.
And you want to catch another one.
That's right. And I'm already have another one when that bitch leave. One is too close to none. 216, what's up? You there? Get off mute, bro.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I got you.
Good evening, Professor. You were saying something about competing. Do you mean that in the sense of competing with another man to get a woman, or you mean like just competing with yourself? To see, you know, to get better every day, but like bettering yourself as a man.
Well, competition, man, is not limited to, you know, whatever it is you're thinking about. Competition is in everything. Competition is when you at the light, you're going to walk across the crosswalk and you say it's going to take me 67 steps to get across. You counting every step. Competition is you keeping yourself sharp. You making everything a competition. Man, that motherfucker think you can do this better than me. And you talking about pouring a drink at the soda fountain. How you gonna gauge that? You don't know. You just gonna gauge it. Shit, I don't know how I'm gonna do half the shit I do that I think. But I do know once I think it, I'm on it. And I do know whatever I'm thinking ain't no bullshit. Competition is very important. There is winning and losing competition, but competition is not about winning or losing. It's about the constant competing. You don't win or lose until you're dead. As long as you're alive, you're competing. And you want to come in first. Why do you think I talk all this crazy shit? I'm competing every day. There's nothing to give it. 412, what's up?
So, but I was calling about what he's saying about the competing. So, in my head, you know, I wasn't competing. You know, I wasn't very as competitive as I was before I went to SWU. And then I started looking at shit. And then I noticed one thing in common. Everything that I'm not competing against, everything that I don't take as a competition, I'm running away from that shit. I decided in my mind that if I'm not dealing with it, if I'm not rumbling it, if I'm not competing with it, then I'm afraid of it. And I ain't afraid of shit.
That's what's up. But sometimes it takes a mother, somebody pressing you. You know, you say, just like you said that strong, like you said it, you probably said that 2 years ago to yourself strong like that. But it was so much you didn't really know about yourself, man. That SW
right about
pulls
that.
Out. The SW pulls it out, and it puts it in your face, and if you want to change it, you're going to change it. I'm not, SW not, but this fucking information that you're getting is going to help you to change it. And bro, Charles, I see hella changes in you just from that last, not the last phone call, but the phone call before. You know, before, you know, when you was tripping about baby. You didn't really turn the corner, man. And I know you
I ain't never going through that again. Never going through that again because I'm in control of every motherfucking thing. And I mean,
but you were in control before. You just wasn't driving.
No.
You got
no hands on the wheel.
It cost you driving, man. And now your motherfucking ass drive. Matter of fact, what the fuck are you driving, man? You ain't driving no Volkswagen, are you?
Oh no. This is 2019. This is a Bentley. This is GT Continental, man. I'm right.
You got a 2019 GT Continental.
40 years old, walking around with a 25-year-old white bitch. Niggas is mad at me, bud. When they see me get out the car, they just start kicking the ground and shit.
Well, man, they ain't mad at you, man. That's just how they appreciate seeing you, bro.
Hey,
they don't know how to smile at you when they see you rolling. They got to look down and say, that motherfucker.
hey, bud, well, I'm teaching them. They're going to learn.
Hey, stay down, man. That's what's up. 916, what's happening?
Hey, bud, this professor. This is Juan.
Juan, what's happening?
Now, you, I think you and Corey answered my question about competition.
You already got your question answered?
Yeah, because it was going to be more of competition, but you explained it, you expounded on it.
Well, what the hell did you get answered?
That you need to compete in order to bring out the skills that you never had and also to challenge yourself and not just stay stagnant or, you know, in a comfort zone.
Well, because competing is not a race. People, when they use that word, they think about winning or losing. Okay, we understand you're going to win or lose.
Oh, I got it. No, Professor, I got it. Does that also compete in someone's personal life? There you go.
I didn't hear you, man. Something wrong with your phone or something.
Can you hear me now?
Not really.
Does that include competing in somebody's personal life?
It's all personal. Everything you compete in is personal. How can you compete and it's not personal? One, how can you?
Somebody could be competing because they're...
No, wait. If me and you, I say, man, I'm faster than you. Then you say, no, you're not, man. Then I say, I am. Let's race. Isn't that personal?
Yes.
So how can you compete and it's not personal?
Never thought about it.
This is what I'm talking about, Juan. I'm telling you, man. The things you don't think, not you, Juan, but the things dudes don't think about are the things that should be thought about. Because if you try to figure out should you compete only when it's personal, you'll be trying to figure out when it's not personal. Wasting hell of time. Confusing yourself about something that there's no confusion. If you accept what shit is for what shit is, you'll realize damn near everything in life is personal that has to do with you. What the fuck you choose to wear today is personal. How you choose to smell with cologne is personal. How you say hello to your partner is personal. I mean, it's nothing that's not personal. It's just that we have to learn to look at it like that. We got to learn to see shit personal. When you look in the motherfucking mirror, you should smile. You should, something should make you smile a bit. Man, look at this thing. I mean, you don't think you look better than you did yesterday. But something, some kind of thought is going through your head just by looking at yourself. And it's a pleasant thought. At least I have them. I don't know what it might be. Damn, man, that little young bitch, I might be thinking about it. Young. I don't know what I'm going to be thinking about. That's just how it go. 216, what's up?
Yeah, also, I just wanted to expound on that, what Juan was talking about competition. One thing that SWU has revealed to me is learning how to really just trust yourself and accept where you are in your life. Because now that I've been given the tools, a year later of being a student at SWU, I'm learning the process of actually getting out here and trusting that I already have that confidence within me. And not also not taking rejection personal. You know, I used to take it very personal. You know, you got to understand that rejection is just part of the game of life.
Thank you, bro. Hey, that's what's up, man. And the cold part about this, as simple as it is to say it, it's really that simple to execute it once you believe you really, you know, doing what you're supposed to do. You have to believe in yourself. And that's Corey, right? That's Corey I'm talking to, right?
Yeah, that's Corey.
Corey, let me ask you something, man. And I want you to be straight up. Where is the level, not of confidence, but of belief in yourself as far as how well or how much or have your belief in you improved?
Honestly, I started off at zero. And right now, I can honestly say I'm about 60% belief in myself. And I'm just being honest. You know, but I know that I can grow. If I just allow myself to actually trust that I can do it, believe that I can do it.
Man, it may take another semester. Who knows what it's gonna take? But I'm here for you, baby. That's what I do. You know, you pay me one motherfucking time, and you can just fuck with me. I don't care how long. I don't need customers. You know, I'm fine. I don't care about kicking it with you. Five, you pay for one semester, but you could be in six semesters. I don't care, and you ain't paying me no more. I want you to get it. 661, what's up?
Westside, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, based in sunny Las Vegas, greeting in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, and I run with God.
Bro.
But, what's going on with
bro,
you?
Bro.
I love you.
661. I'm not with all that. So if you are, fine. But if you got something to talk about, ask me about it. Other than that, you know, preach to yourself, man.
I ain't trying to preach to nobody. I believe in myself.
Well, bro, ask a question.
Everything you just said, you contradict me. You contradictory.
What's contradictory? See, this punk motherfucker then got off. Why would you be a punk like that, man? Be on the phone, start talking some kind of goddamn shit, and when a nigga quiz you, you motherfucking get off like a bra. That's why, see, that motherfucking Corey, that motherfucking Juan, that motherfucking Charles, them motherfuckers just been through it with me. They know me. They know I ain't listening to no bullshit. But them niggas, they ain't punks. Even when they wrong, they stand up to what the fuck they saying. They stand up to what they saying because they men. And you know, I'm going to talk shit. 267, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm thankful to SWU that I can recognize stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many fake people out here in the world, and you said it. I didn't understand it in the beginning, but you said it. You said you're going to be alone because you're not going to see many, if any, people like you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you do, it's going to be very few. But that's all I really had to say about that.
But that's dope because think about it, man. How many motherfuckers, I mean, it's a lot as far as that goes, but every motherfucker can't accept the truth. Some people got to keep faking on themselves. 216, what's up?
You know, I agree with the brother, what he was just saying, because, you know, with studying with SWU, one thing I will say that has improved a lot with me is my listening skills. Because, you know, I listen with intent now. It's just me learning how to translate the intent when I'm speaking. But he's right. You can see a lot of bullshit before it happens from body language and all of that. So it's like the game is really deep.
Hey, hey, you guys, this is what SWU shows you. How to see. I mean, you just, it's so, hey, that's that third eye, ain't it, Corey?
Yeah, I'm very conscious. The third eye of game.
hey, that's what's up, man. Don't give up too much. 412, what's happening?
Yeah,
701,
SWU,
I got you in a minute. Go ahead,
SWU, it teaches you to be, you so competitive, and you so excited to go towards it and challenge it and see what it is, and most of that shit don't stand up when you go at it. It just go away. It just disappears so quick. It's like a ghost that's been haunting you since you was a little kid, and every time you open up that closet, you say, boo, bitch, you in there, and it just disappeared, man. I've been just going at shit. It's good. SWU
hey,
shit.
Hey, man, I love hearing this shit. Hey, you guys, I'm serious. You might hear me making some sexual sounds in a minute. these motherfuckers making my dick hard, man. I hope this bitch come over tonight. 701, what's
up? Hey, OG, I'm always curious about this, but I just want to know, how old was you when you went in the game, and how old was you when you left?
When I went in the game, I was like, I mean,
20,
you know, 21. I was a kid when I was in the game, but when I started pimping, I was...
When you start pimping.
I was about 21, and I stopped when I was about maybe 49, 50.
Man, you know, together, see, wasn't it for like 20 years?
Man,
that's longer than 20.
That's 30 years, but what I'm saying is, who cares, man? Why are you asking these questions like this, bro?
I'm always curious, man. I was just curious.
You're curious, but what is it doing for you? As far as when you hear the answer.
No, I ain't gonna lie, man. I just wanna know. I ain't gonna lie.
That's why I spit to you, bro. I recognize your voice. You don't lie. You really come straight. I like that. I love
no problem.
It.
Make your point back in the queue, man.
Yeah, you know it. Hey, you guys, the thing about this show and the thing about me is that the reason I have this show, the reason I do it, is so motherfuckers can hear the truth. Sometimes, like today, I had like 3, 4, 5 guys from SWU on here. But I got about 22 guys on here that's really have called in and just listening. But, man... I got thousands of people listening. And what I love is that I got a lot of people who just support me, man. That's support. These cats coming on here talking about, you know, what they seeing, what they learning, what they experiencing, that's support. Support ain't got nothing to do with you spending my money and kissing my ass and sucking my dick. Support got something to do with you representing what you got from dealing with me. You either have gotten something or you have not. I'm not scared. I'll let it, whoever talk. If you got something negative to say, call in and say it. But my point is I'm real with this. 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's that? Sure.
Not much, Professor. I just want to say that I realized through our most recent conversations when I call in that you see things in my improvement that I haven't quite seen yet, and you can point it out to me. that's why I like continuing my education with you this way. And
I see myself in the beginning stages of having major, you know what I'm saying, major strong game. I'm in the beginning stages of that. You know
hey,
what I'm
check
saying?
This out. Cameo, stop. Cameo, stop. What are you doing right now that's going against what you're saying?
Nigga, explain yourself.
Do what?
Explain
Cameo,
yourself.
Come on. Who said explaining yourself?
I'm taking too long to get it out what I want to say.
Now, that's what you're doing. Yeah. That's exactly what you're doing.
Thought the whole way through.
Hey, hold on, you guys. I'm talking to Saints. I got 267, 216, and 412. I got you guys on. So, Cameo.
He didn't think about his thought the whole way through before he said it, bud.
Exactly. Exactly, man. You winging it, Cameo. You might have had something you want to say when you thought about it, but when you start talking, instead of you having that shit organized so that you could run through it, you making me have to, you know, oh, come on, man. But ain't no big
deal. That's what SWU do, though. Everybody from SWU's on there. They sounding good. They sharp. We know what we talking about. We living it. We doing it. He just wanted to chime in. I appreciate you, Cameo.
I do too, but I'm not. Hey, chiming in, let's say we the Temptations, and it's five of us. hey, check it out. And we singing like a motherfucker. Four of us are singing. The fifth would say, I want to just chime in. And he come off, no. Come on, man. Ain't nobody going to keep singing. We going to stop, man. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Coming in here with that bullshit.
You gotta sound it all fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. We don't want Cameo sounding fucked up. Check that, Cameo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, I just want to
hold
say
on,
that.
Hold on. 847, what's up?
What's good? I found out recently that the neighborhood in Chicago that I was raised in is the same neighborhood that the pimp white folks used to reside in years ago. And I heard that he died, but I don't know anything more. So if it's all right for me to ask, I just wanted to know how and when did he die?
Hey, man, there's two white folks, original white folks and the motherfucking white folks you talking about.
Yes.
He was from Chicago, and he was a white boy that had a lot of black holes, but he loved to say the word nigga. You know, I don't know why. He don't never say it negatively. He never said, you fucking nigga. He never said no shit like that. But the white boy, you know, in a joint to my nigga, man, a nigga be trying to have, you know, bitches, man. I'm trying to have me one of them black ass mothers. You know, shit like that. He was in one of them joints in Chicago where motherfucker ain't trying to hear that shit. And these happen to be some young ass motherfuckers. And he talking that nigga shit. They trailed this motherfucking ass outside and beat his ass to death with a bat. They didn't know nothing about who the fuck he was. But whoever the fuck he was, he couldn't run around in the wrong place acting like he could say nigga.
He ain't have enough game to recognize where he was.
He can say it, but something that happened to his ass if he say it.
Goddamn right. That's why the original white folks, he from Chicago too, that motherfucker's still living. Because original white folks is a motherfucker that's really black that looked like a white boy. So what I'm saying is white folks was a real white boy.
But why you say boy and not man?
Man, I don't know why the fuck I say white boy and not man. It don't mean shit to me. It only means shit to people that hear shit like that. Because what I'm saying is he was a white motherfucker. original white folks knew damn well he had brother in him, but he looked white. And unless, of course, motherfuckers really knew who the fuck he was, he wasn't going to be coming in no joint talking about nigga this and nigga that. Until they really realize who the fuck he is. That's white folks. He cool. The other white folks, just like Bogart, got his ass brought to him. So this is how that go, man.
But
you got... Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
But if you really go back far enough, everybody descends from Africa.
Oh, shit. Well, why the fuck would you say some shit like that, man?
No, it's just a fact. But that's all I got to say, man. Thank you for letting me
know.
Man,
you go, you're running. You're scared now, huh?
I'm not scared. What's up?
Well, why are you running off the goddamn phone now, then, if you ain't scared?
Because that's all I had to say. I ain't got shit else to say.
I recognize that voice.
People got something to respond to what the fuck you said. Who talking? Go ahead.
That's Charles. I recognize that voice, man. I'm pretty sure he was in SWU. That's the dude when we had to do the little exercise and he said it in Spanish. And you checked him like, do we speak Spanish? We ain't trilingual. The Leon. Is that Leon?
Huh? Nah.
No, that's not Leon.
My name Ron.
All right, bro.
My name Ron.
Brother. Sound like Leon we went to school with.
Bro, you ain't had nothing to do with SWU, right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah, because you don't sound like you did. Hey, look, you guys. I'm like this. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say. It ain't got to be agreeable to me. But don't be no punk and run when I challenge you on it. Stand up.
Well, I told you why.
Everybody can't talk. Come on, 847. I'm talking to you.
I just said so. It's just an interesting fact. And I said it, and there ain't nothing else to say.
That if you search back far enough, everything started in Africa.
Yes.
Okay, kudos. Because they say Africa is where humanity started.
Yes, oldest remains of a dead person found there.
Yeah, man, but I'm not really talking about that. I ain't talking about the facts or the factual things. I'm just saying it's accepted. That Africa is where it started. So you're saying that is like redundant.
Okay.
916, what's up?
I was just gonna say, what does that got to do with anything, or what you're talking about?
That's what I'm saying, man. What does it have to do with anything?
Go ahead,
847.
California, United States.
Because we was talking about how the white folks from Detroit, that he is part black.
Okay, but what does
and
that got
to
do
with it? That's why it has something to do with it.
Okay, like how? How's that going to benefit me, like a person that always wants to learn? How's that going to help me? And I'm not no pimp. How's that going to help me?
Learn what?
The information.
Check game. Hey, Juan, you ain't going to get no answer. Because this is the same motherfucker that I said last week. Everything you ask, there's no sense in answering. Because you don't want to hear the answer. This motherfucker is the same. This is the same motherfucker that come on here asking some stupid-ass shit last week and the week before that. And then he want to, like, keep asking questions. Come on, man. Why do you do that?
Haven't you called Steve the Dean Show too? The Man Mindset? Heard your voice before.
Yeah, well. Okay.
Oh, wow. I don't give a fuck who you heard, motherfucker.
Hey, let me get you off, man. You a punk. Nobody want to hear your shit. 843, what's up?
Hey, man, please remember that nigga's number and block his shit, because this is how he fucking ruins the flow
when you fucking kicking game and we learning shit and good questions being asked and you get this goddamn dumbass question and fuck all the goddamn flow up. So please block that.
Fuck the gotcha up. You right, man. Hey, 843, hit my goddamn AskRosebud@gmail.com so I can hook you up. 713, what's up?
Hey, you guys right. He went to SWU. His name is Leon Layden. Leon Ledinsky. Charles is right.
Leon Ledinsky? Man. If that's Leon Ledinsky, that motherfucker, something's wrong with him. Because he get at me and start telling me that I was hating on all kind of people, and I think that motherfucker 5150. You know, so we gonna end the show on that. But man, I'm glad y'all be noticing all that shit, man. I talk to so many people, I don't really fucking notice them voices. I remember that name, Leon Ledinsky. I told that motherfucker, I'm gonna sick my motherfucking police on you. And he hit me. He was talking about you, motherfucker. You ain't this. You ain't that. And I told him, you know, Facebook don't like that shit. I'm gonna sick the police on you. And motherfucker hit me back. Oh, I'm sorry, Rosebud. Man, I was just, you know, he told me he like nuts sometimes. 267 to 646. First 267.
Yo. Yeah, Charles right. It's me. I'm gonna be that voice too. That's him.
Okay,
he
come
said
on.
He wasn't an SWU, but he was.
646. Man, unmute yourself.
Yeah, I damn sure was muted. Hey, Bud, man, what is it about men who admire you, but then later on they trying to hate on you and throw salt on you, man? That happens to me, too. Why don't niggas be doing that shit, man?
Because, man, that's how people are, man. They check you out, they see your shit is dope, and then they hate on you because they can't stand it. But I love it. Whenever they hate on me, I spank them.
How did you deal with that in the streets, Bud, when you was in the game?
The same thing. Niggas try to fuck with me in trouble. Right. I ain't finna put up no fist. I'm gonna open my mouth. You don't wanna fuck with Bud. All right, you guys, I'm gone, man. This was beautiful.